Hi, this is Mavis Staples. You're listening to Saturday Blues on WNIJ.
The Staples Singers, featuring Pop Staples, Mavis Staples, Yvonne, and Cleotha, and Purvis as well, on 89.5 WNIJ, the Saturday Blues Gospel Special. My name is Dan Klufstad, and joining me in the studio, very glad to have you, is Mavis Staples.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here with you, Dan. I'm enjoying all this good music you're playing, and I'm going to have to tune in on you every Saturday.
Well, you're welcome to.
It's a good thing, really good thing. Now, good gospel music is always good.
Oh, it's certainly making me feel good today. Really, really, really is. Well, for many years, you were a member of the Staples Singers, but now you also have a band called the Staples Swingers.
Staples Swingers. Mm-hmm. We, we did an album back in the day on Stax, and the cover, we went to this amusement park where all of us were in swings, and that just encouraged us to name the title of the album, the Staples Swingers. You know, so since our band were such swingers, you know, and they didn't have a name, we would just always say, this is our band. You know, so I told Pops one day, I said, Pops, let's call them the Staples Swingers. And that's the way it went down. And to this day, they are the Staples Swingers.
Well, another great song that you guys did back in the 60s was Will the Circle Be Unbroken?
Yes.
Which I would like to play next. And that song is often associated, is almost considered an anthem of the civil rights movement.
Right, yeah. Right. We've seen Will the Circle Be Unbroken all during the movement. And as quiet as it's kept, it's amazing because we have redone Will the Circle Be Unbroken. And it's going to be on this next CD, you know. But Will the Circle Be Unbroken, one of our old favorites. And it's one of the first songs Pops taught us. When we first started singing back in the 50s, Pops sit us down on the floor in a circle. And in fact, Will the Circle Be Unbroken was one of the first songs. My Aunt Katie, Pops' sister, lived with us. And she came and heard us rehearsing. And she says, you know, you all sound pretty good. I want you all to sing at my church Sunday. So Pops grabbed his little guitar, didn't have a case for it. We caught the streetcar and went to Aunt Katie's church. We sang Will the Circle Be Unbroken, man. And we didn't know anything about people clapping your back, you know. People clapped us back about three times. Someone had to tell us, they want you to sing again. You know, so we ended up singing that song three times because it was the only one that he had taught us all the way through. Will the Circle Be Unbroken?
Well, let's hear it on the Saturday Blues Gospel Special on 89.5 WNIJ. Gospel Special on 89.5 WNIJ. I'm Dan Klufstad. We also heard the Staples Singers in there with the classic Will the Circle Be Unbroken. I'm Dan Klufstad, joined in the studio by Mavis Staples. And Mavis, Mahalia Jackson was one of your great, great, great influences.
Yes. She was my idol. She was my idol. I loved Sister Mahalia Jackson. You know, when I first heard her, I was about 8 years old. And Pops had all of these big 78 records, you know, Trumpeteers, the Soulsters, the Blind Boys, the Pilgrim Travelers, and he would always play these male groups, you know. So I'm back in my little play area one day, and all of a sudden I heard this lady's voice, and it just moved me on up into the living room where Pops was, you know. And I sit on the floor, Pop, to hear him tell, he said, Mavis, you just started rocking, you know. And when it finished, I said, who was that, Daddy? And he said, that's Sister Mahalia Jackson. And I asked him to play her again. You know, at that young age, I felt this lady. I didn't know what I was feeling, but my skin tingled, you know, and her voice just went all through me. And we finally, one day Pops came in, he said, Mavis, guess what? You know, because he had to play her for me every day. I said, what, Daddy? He said, they want us to open up for Sister Mahalia Jackson Monday night. And it was just so bad. This was a Friday. I had to wait all weekend.
And this was in Chicago?
This was in Chicago at Tabernacle Baptist Church. And my little heart just started pounding like it was coming out of my chest. And I walked around all that weekend talking about what I was going to say to her. What my mother told me, she said, Mavis, baby, please don't get on her nerves. Yeah, I said, I won't get on her, mama. But when she walked in that dressing room, it was just lucky for us. My sisters and I, we were dressing in the dressing room with her. And we were there first, and I kept my eye on the door. When she walked in, she was tall, you know, and I I felt like she was a princess because she had on her white gown, you know. She always wore these brocade gowns, and I walked up to her, and I said, hello, Miss Sister Mahalia Jackson. Well, see, I'm thinking her first name was Sister, because Pops always said Sister Mahalia Jackson. And when I said Miss Sister Mahalia Jackson, she laughed. And she said, hey, baby. And I said, my name is Mavis, and I sing, too. And I won't tell you all these stories, because it'll take up too much of your time, but I have some stories to tell.
Well, we've got the time.
We got the time. Okay. Well, I went on, and Cleetie and Yvonne were pulling me because Mama had told me not to get on her nerves, you know. And I started asking her questions about how old she was when she started singing, and did she sing with her family. I was trying to compare myself to her, you know. And I said, I sing too. And I'm going to be singing with my father and my sisters and my brothers in a few minutes. She said, I want to hear you sing. I said, oh, you'll hear me. I'm going to sing with them, you know. And when we got through singing, I came back in. She said, you know, you're a good little old singer. And I said, but thank you.
You impressed her.
I impressed her. And she even chastised me that night. You know, us youngsters, we would sneak our jump ropes to church, because we didn't want to hear the preacher. You know, we like to hear the singer, but we don't want to hear the preacher. So after I got through talking to her, after I sang, I got my rope and I was on my way out the door. And she said, wait a minute, where are you going? I said, I'm going outside to jump rope. She said, you come here, sit your little butt down here. And she felt my chest, she felt my neck. And she said, don't you know that you're damp? And I said, no, ma'am. She said, yeah, you're damp. She said, you want to sing a long time, get to be an old lady singing like me, don't you? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, well, you don't go outside until you drive. She said, tell Mama to give you one of your brother's T-shirts, and you drive. Take all this stuff. She snapped my little training bra. She said, take all this stuff off. And you dry off before you go out, and your voice, you'll have your voice a long time. And I'm telling you, Dan, to this day, I take a T-shirt with me, I dry off. It's not my brother's T-shirt. It's my T-shirt now, but I make a point to sit in that dressing room until I'm dry and put this dry shirt on, and then I go. So I'm still following her rules. That's why I say Sister Mahalia Jackson to me was a teacher. You know, she taught me how to take care of my voice. She was a friend, and she was my idol, and she was a teacher to me. She became really good friends with my mom because she called my mother and asked her, did that baby tell you what I told her last night? And Mama told her, yes, sister, I sure, thank you. But she would come to our house. You know, we always had these big barbecues on the 4th of July. And this is when I had a chance to see her in her you know, summer dresses and sandals.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, man, we just had the best time. My mother would make homemade banana ice cream, and she'd always call me, come on, baby, get me some more of that ice cream. You know? So I've always wanted to sing her songs, and had an opportunity to do a CD but I told the people, I said, now, all I want is an organ or a piano. I don't want any other music because I wanted it as close to what she would do as possible. And at first they said, no, they wanted all this music. I said, well, I won't do it. I just won't do it. You know, and they finally came in and said, okay, an organ and a keyboard, organ and piano. So we, Lucky Peterson and I, what was that, in 90?
The album came out in 96.
96. We recorded a CD, a tribute to Sister Mahalia Jackson.
And it's called Spirituals and Gospel.
Right.
Do you still tour with the Mahalia Jackson tribute?
Oh, yes, yes. And it's amazing because the record was not supposed to be released over here in the States.
Oh.
It was only supposed to stay in, and somehow it got over here, and people started calling. I do quite a few, all year, we do most of the theaters of the arts, and colleges, and it's amazing that the people that admired her work, you know, and they send request mm-hmm. for, will you sing in the upper room? Will you sing this? Will you sing that? And oh man, we have a good time.
I saw you a few years ago at the College of DuPage in DuPage County with doing the tribute to Mahalia mm-hmm. Jackson. It was very, very moving. And you had, like you said, the organ player.
Yeah.
And he would switch over
Move
to piano.
Yes.
But that was
right.
It. That was the only instrumentation. It
that's
was just
right.
You
that's
and
right.
your voice and the,
that's
and the
right.
music.
Yeah.
Well, here's some music from your tribute album to Mahalia Jackson. It's
okay.
called Spirituals and Gospel on the Saturday Blues on 89.5 WNIJ.
All right.
Mavis Staples on the Saturday Blues on 89.5 WNIJ from the CD Spirituals and Gospel, dedicated to Mahalia Jackson. It's a tribute album. And Mavis Staples joins me in the studio right now. I'm really glad to have you here.
Oh, I'm having a great time.
And this album you recorded with Lucky Peterson, who does
yes.
all the keyboard work.
Yes.
Lucky is known more for blues and R&B, so I was genuinely surprised to hear him do mm-hmm. gospel with you.
Yeah. It's amazing. Most of the secular artists would like to do gospel. You know, they'd like to do some gospel. So he was happy to do it. He was happy to come on, you know, and we've had some good times together. We've toured all of Europe a couple of years ago, and Lucky's a fun person. He's a fun young guy, but he can sure enough play some blues. He can play that guitar. And right now, by Lucky, you know, he's an artist in his own right. So I have to use, I have another organist now who's very good, Stephen Smith. And he travels with me doing the Mahalia concerts. And we just have a good time. We have a good time. We have church. We really have church. We went to, where did we start out? In the Orchestra Hall over there in Chicago. And man, they came out of Orchestra Hall calling it the Orchestra Hall Baptist Church. Because the spirit comes, you know, it can't help but come with Sister Mahalia Jackson's songs. And these are all old traditional songs. That was another reason I wanted to do this CD, because our youth today need to hear this. They need to know from whence they came. These are songs that I grew up on, you know, and they enjoy them. I get a lot of compliments from the young people, you know, so.
Do a lot of young people attend your shows?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. They come and they, oh, Miss Staples, it was just great. Oh, Miss Staples, you know, I felt something. Oh, this is wonderful. You know, and I just laugh. And it makes me feel so good that and they will come too and they'll say, oh, you know, Miss Staples, I don't know you, but my mother knows you. It used to be, they say, my mother has your music. Now we've been singing so long now. They come and they say, Miss Staples, I don't know you, but my grandmother has your music. And that makes me feel all the better, because, you know, Lord has blessed us to still be continuing on. After 50 years, we started singing in 1950, and we've been through a lot of generations. So I'm grateful, and I'm still loving every minute of it. Someone asked me, well, Mavis, are you going to retire? So I said, no. If when I retire, I'll be on stage retiring, singing. The singing will take me out, you know, because I feel that that's what the Lord put me here for. He gifted me. I don't know any music. I don't even know, and it's a shame, Dan. I don't know what key I sing in half the time.
Oh, seriously, this is all inspired.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I sing from ear. I don't know any music, and all I have to do is hear my pops hit his guitar, and I would know where to start. I tell you a funny story. I was singing the national anthem for the Lakers, and the Bullets then from Washington. Man, I'm getting ready to sing the national anthem, and the organist says, Miss Staples, what key would you like?
Uh-oh.
And I said, oh, that's a good question. Don't you know I had to call Pops long distance? I said, Daddy, what key would I sing this national anthem in? And he said, Mavis, let me get the guitar. He said, now, let me hear you hit your highest note, you know, and you know where that is, in the middle of it, where everybody has such a problem.
Right.
And then Pop said, oh, he started playing the guitar. He said, okay, Mavis, you go back and let them know you sing it in the key of A. So I said, okay, Daddy, save my life. But that was a funny thing. When he said, what key? I said, oh, that's a good question. But no, I don't know any music at all. And I'm just, it's my gift, and I thank the Lord for it.
Will you be doing another tribute to Mahalia Jackson?
You know, as far as another CD...
I misspoke. I'm sorry. You're going to do another tribute concert to Mahalia Jackson.
Oh, of course. Oh, yes, indeed. We won't stop doing that. We'll, in between, we still do Staple Singers. When I go out now, it'll be Mavis Staples and the Staple Swingers, or it'll be Mavis Staples singing a tribute to Sister Mahalia Jackson. I intend to continue. And that you can't stop singing your idol stuff, you know. And then as long as the promoters call us to do them, we'll be doing that. Yeah.
I would like to hear another tune from the spirituals and gospel. Wade in the Water is one we talked about a little bit earlier. Is
yes.
there anything you'd like to say about this song?
Oh, Wade in the Water, man. Wade in the Water. You know, well, the family sang Wade in the Water, too. In fact, the family sang several songs that Sister Mahalia Jackson sang that are on this CD. If I Could Hear My Mother Pray Again, Swing Low, you know. But Wade in the Water... We were in Italy. Lucky Peterson and I were in Italy doing Wade in the Water. And guess who was in the audience? Ramsey Lewis.
Oh, no kidding. The jazz piano player.
Yes. And, you know, his hit was Wade in the Water on the keyboard.
Right.
So I looked out there and I said, I see, I got my brother here from Chicago, from my hometown, Windy City of Chicago. And we're going to ask him to come on up here because on Wade in the Water, Lucky Peterson was on the organ. And I asked Ramsey to come on up and get on piano. And, man, you're talking about Wade in the Water. We waited in the water for, oh, how long, Yvonne? We waited in the water for a good 10 minutes because it was just so good. I told Ramsey, I said, take a solo. He took a solo, and, man, it sounded so good. I told him to keep going, and he played something different altogether. It was just awesome. It was awesome. So Wade in the Water is one of my favorites, has always been one of my favorites because the family sang that too when I was a little girl.
Well, here it is. Wade in the Water, Mavis Staples on 89.5 WNIJ, the Saturday Blues.
Water. Hey, God's gonna trouble the water.
Mavis Staples on the Saturday Blues Gospel Special on 89.5 WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad. Mavis Staples joins me in the studio today, and we just heard from the CD Spirituals and Gospel. It's a dedication to Mahalia Jackson, who is a close friend and a great teacher of yours.
Yes, indeed.
There's a song on the album that's one of my very, very, very favorite gospel tunes. It's Precious Lord, Take My Hand. And, well, it was written by Thomas A. Dorsey.
A. Dorsey, yes. Yes, it was written by Thomas A. Dorsey. And Sister Mahalia Jackson sang this at Dr. King's funeral. That was his favorite, Precious Lord. And, you know, we did a festival in Harlem back in the late 60s. And, you know, we worked with her several times after that first time. And I would always try to sit right next to her, you know. So, and back then, after one singer sang, the others would go and change clothes and come back on stage to you know, boost the other singers on, to keep it more like church, you know. And so we had sang. I went and changed clothes, and I scrambled to get my seat next to her, you know. So when the time came for her to sing, she leaned over to me, and she said, baby, Haley don't feel too good today.
Haley?
Haley. She called herself Haley. Everybody called her Haley. She said, Haley don't feel too good today. She said, I need you to help me sing this song. And I said, yes, ma'am, I'll sing it with you. You know, and I'm still so goo-goo-gaga. I didn't ask her what song it was, you know, but as soon as her accompanist started playing the song, I knew, by me being a church girl, I knew what it was. And she told me, she said, you go on, baby. You start it off. And I went on up to the microphone, and I started singing Precious Lord. And just as I got to the end of that first verse, someone helped her up to the microphone. And man, there I was on the same microphone with this great lady, my idol, my friend. She put her arm around me, and where she could sing, she would sing. Where she felt like she didn't want to say that next line, she would push me on to sing the next line. And we sang that song on out. You know, I guess it may have been years later. It had to be 10 years later. And a guy stopped me in San Diego, and he kept calling, Miss Staples, Miss Staples, I have something for you. People were pushing me on, and he was saying, I have something for you. And I just made the people stop so I could get what this man had. And do you know, he had a VCR tape of Sister Mahalia Jackson and myself singing Precious Lord at that concert. And man, I took it home. I put it in the machine. I still didn't know what I had. And there we were. Tears just rolled. And I says, I have to find a special day when everyone's at home to so I can show this to the family. So I waited until that Thanksgiving. Everyone was at my father's house, everyone. So after dinner, I called everyone in the living room. I said, I have something to show you all. I put that tape in. And man, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. You know, it's something to see. You know, I was just so grateful that since then I have found the guy that gave it to me. But he didn't give me any number then or any way to contact him. But it's beautiful. It's beautiful, and I will cherish it as long as I live. I'm on this film with Sister Mahalia Jackson singing Precious Lord.
And on a sad note, that was the last time you saw her.
That was the last time I saw my friend, yeah. It was the last time I saw her. So you can imagine what that meant to me to put that in the machine, and there we were, you know. It was the last time I saw her because she passed in 1972. And, you know, on the Mahalia Jackson concerts, people, they want to hear I'll Take You There so bad, you know. So I always, at the end of the show, I come out and I do a couple of encores, and then the last one I tell them, I said, now, Sister Mahalia Jackson didn't get a chance to hear this song, but I said, since it's talking about taking you to heaven, I don't think she'd mind if we sing it, you know. So we go out with I'll Take You There. But, oh, it's just a good time. I have such good, fond memories of Sister Mahalia Jackson. Mrs. Sister Mahalia Jackson.
And since you were singing about Precious Lord,
yes,
Take My Hand with her.
Precious Lord, Take My Hand.
I thought we'd hear that from your most recent solo album, Spirituals and Gospel.
Oh, that'll be good.
This is WNIJ.
Yes, indeed.
Mavis Staples, this is my favorite part of the show, where I get to turn the microphone over to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like.
Well, you know, Dan, I thought since it's Easter Sunday tomorrow, and Yvonne had spoken to you about me singing something a cappella, you know, here we go again with my key, you know. But I thought about Were You There When They Crucified My Lord. So I'm going to try to do just a bit of it for you. And happy Easter, everyone. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, yes. Oh, sometimes I tremble, it makes me tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Mm-hmm. Were you there when they nailed him to the cross. I want to know, were you there when they nailed him to the cross? Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, 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 I tremble. Oh, I tremble. Were you there? Were you there when they nailed him to the cross? My Lord, were you there when they pierced him in the side? Lord, have mercy. Were you there when they pierced him in the side? Oh, yes. Oh, sometimes I tremble. It makes me tremble, y'all. Were you there? Were you there when they pierced him in the side, my Lord? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? My Lord, were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, yes. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Whoa, Lord, 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 I tremble. Lord, Lord, I tremble. Were you there? Were you there when they crucified my Lord, my Lord, my Lord?
That was beautiful. Thank you. Mavis Staples on the Saturday Blues here on WNIJ.